Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the shock of the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday, of course, now has inflamed a political battle over her replacement. The president's determination, says the New York Times, to confirm a replacement for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the election set lawmakers on a collision course. The political maneuvering took place even as the nation was mourning the late justice, a champion of women's rights who died at age 87 on Friday night. I'm seeing a lot of posts on social media with the words sadness and anger.
I think that's right, David. Look, this is a terrible situation for those people who believe there is real hypocrisy going on here. Merrick Garland could not be confirmed within a year because it's not right, said that hypocrite, Mitch McConnell, that's not right. So we have to wait for a presidential election now with less than a couple of months, much less now. The same characters are saying, forget it, Jack. Anything we've said before doesn't count anymore. Now, Republican senators who have to fight for their seats are coming forward. Lisa Murkowski is being the latest. We have two. I'm assuming you're going to get Mitt Romney, which would be three, and you may get one more. Maybe Chuck Grassley would join Susan Collins and Murkowski. So if you have four, that would stop it. But these people are not saying that they would not vote for the Republican nominee, whoever she is, because it's clear she's going to be she. In the aftermath after the election. So if Biden wins, these people are not saying they're not going to vote for Trump's appointee. The Democratic philosophy seems to be to raise holy hell and to promise permanent retribution, because we're talking about a court that will be 6-3 conservative from the moment Trump's nominee gets placed. So even if he loses the election, there will be a poison pill in American government, and done in the most unfair and unscrupulous, disgusting way possible. It is so indicative of the way Trump has operated in the past. My sense of it is that Chuck Schumer and others are saying at the top of their voices, we will not let this pass. And if they do, we're going to figure out ways to truly punish those if we get into office. And that is exactly what they should be doing. They should be doing everything in their power to put a stop to this nonsense.
I've seen some varying opinions, Alan. I'm wondering what yours are on who this benefits ultimately in terms of the election. Can it rouse the Democrats? I see Biden linking it to health care, but most analysts seem to say that the Republicans get more riled up over the court.
Well, let's put it this way. Because of the abortion situation, which is a huge motivator on the Republican side, it may help to do what Trump has always wanted to do, which is to inflame his base. And it may help to get more out. Some of the recent polling has been very interesting in that the Democrats seem to be more impassioned about this election than the Republicans are. And this might just help Trump by getting his base out. Now, of course, I don't want to even go into his hypocrisy, how he has spoken in the past about the right for a woman to control her own body. But that was then. And as Alphonse D'Amato once said, this is now. So it apparently is just another way of Trump inflaming his base.
Obviously a distraction this weekend from some of the other major headlines. With nearly 200,000 deaths in the U.S., the pandemic takes a terrible toll. The global virus deaths are nearly 1 million. In the U.S., fewer new coronavirus cases have been detected week by week since late July, but about 800 people are still dying daily. The polls I've seen on this, people are not happy with the way it's been handled, the virus.
No, that's right. When Biden and Trump are put onto the polls, it is clear that people really can't stand the way that Trump has handled the coronavirus. They like, unbelievably, the way he's handled the economy. Just look at the chaos we have in this country right now. And yet, they say maybe it's just because it's been ingrained that Republicans do better for the economy, which is just not true. But let's just say that works for them. And it is a passion for so many people to protect their lives, their loved ones, their children. And that seems to be outweighing the economic tilt that the polling public gives to Trump.
Alan, what do you make of President Trump's idea that we need to have patriot education, that the liberals are indoctrinating our children with radical ideas like, oh, the country may have made mistakes like slavery?
Yeah, well, look, we know that he's running a racist campaign. This is one more plank in it, David. And the idea that we would have a man sitting up like Mao or Stalin or any of those other people sitting up the top saying, this is what you have to teach. This is when you really have turned the corner on totalitarianism.
And it requires a fight. And one of the ways we can win the fight is by having the right information, by turning to a place that gives you a straight shot. That's WAMC. You know, Alan, WAMC is a valued resource. I know our listeners love it. You've spent your whole life talking about why public broadcasting is important. And today we embark on our public radio campaign. The lockbox is open, WAMC.org, now more than ever.
David, you could not have said it better. The fact is, nobody likes the idea that you need money in order to do what we're doing. But look at all the people. We have statistics. We know that about 500,000 people, the last time I looked, listen to this radio station every month. And what that means, of course, is that if everybody did one thing today, $10, $100, $1,000, we'd be done. And as far as I'm concerned, it darn well ought to be in the name of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is such a saint and has done so much for this country. Even Trump knows he's playing with fire. He said nice things about her, but he's going to nominate somebody who will do away with everything she ever stood for.
Alan Chartok with us. We're all in this together. Thanks, Alan.
We are all in this together.